Chapter 167. To C. H. Jones. Corranbong, New South Wales. July 8, 1895. Dear Brother Jones, I have here a letter sent to Edson, all I am able to send to America in this mail. I would very much like to see and talk with you, but this cannot be. Will you see that this letter is copied and sent to Brother Olson, Sister Ings, Brother Lockwood, Brother Harper, and one to me, and send the original to Edson. We are so pleased to tell you that the prospect is good here. I know of no place anywhere that we have examined that has so many favorable accommodations and advantages as this location at Corranbong. The enclosed ground is just what the students need for physical soundness. Those who came upon the ground weak and pale are now ruddy and strong, and have keen appetites. No meat is used, and yet all work hard and make, Brother B. says, just as much advancement as when they gave all their time to study. The land has been falsified. It will produce crops. Some of the land is poor, and thus we found it at other places we visited. And there is good land here as well as the poor. The light has not been acted upon in regard to our schools having manual labor connected with them. The Lord knew he could better educate Adam in giving him employment, and the Lord can better impress human minds in giving them something to do. I have just returned from the second morning meeting at 6 o'clock. There were 26 present yesterday morning and 24 today. Heavy frost last night, and the ground was white this morning. The Lord bestowed his blessing upon me in giving me power in prayer, and the Holy Spirit rested upon us. We were all encouraged and blessed. 14 good testimonies were born after I had spoken to them clearly and pointedly in showing them what they might be and what they might do for the Lord in cooperating with him in the great work of unselfish labor in seeking to save the souls perishing out of Christ. The Lord gave me words to speak. I praise the Lord for his Holy Spirit to convict, to convert, to comfort, and to bless. I then had the privilege of listening to 14 testimonies. The Lord will do his part if the human agent will submit to the control of the Holy Spirit. If we consecrate to God body, soul, and spirit, he will do just as he said. He will be found of all those who seek him diligently. With the presence and blessing of God, we shall certainly improve our talents. I sought to impress upon the young that every provision God had made, that they should individually be found in Christ, wanting in nothing. A stammering, humble prayer, if offered in faith, and an appeal made to the sinner, if full of love, if not positively and critically correct in language, if it carry with it the Spirit of Jesus Christ, is wholly acceptable to God. Individually we may, if we will, be a power for God if our hearts are contrite, meek, and lowly. We cannot have light and truth to increase with us unless we let it shine. Dear Brother Jones, there is need for the Pacific Press to stand in God, subject to no human power of control in their action. You are not to hold yourself to seek permission of the authorities of Battle Creek whether you shall or shall not pursue a line of work that seems impressed upon you to do. The Lord is the one to whom you are to be amenable. All the light heretofore given me of God is that these institutions out of Battle Creek should not be absorbed by Battle Creek. It would be an injury to both parties. Each is to stand in harmony one with the other, yet preserve their individuality of action, responsible to God and Him alone. If one pursues a course of selfish action or of absorbing everything by just or unjust means, my voice cannot be silent. I shall be heard, for God has given me His word. I look upon consolidation in unity and helpfulness of one another as sound principle. But I do not and cannot give my influence to consolidation in blending the institutions in one great whole, and that be Battle Creek, the moving power, the voice to dictate and direct. In this I see danger. I am sure, from the light given me of God, the men, some of them, who are main movers in Battle Creek and councils, first need to confess to God their rejection of the messengers and the message he hath sent. Then we shall see everything established after the fashion of the Holy Spirit, and not after the mind of imperfect men who are not under control to God. I send you warning not to follow in their wake, for God has a controversy with them, and he will not serve with their selfish plans, neither will he accept robbery for a burnt offering. That which they unjustly require for themselves, they are very jealous to accord to others. God hates covetousness, which is idolatry. I tell you in the fear of God, stand in God to do his will, to keep the ways of the Lord, to do justice and judgment. Let there be no betrayal of sacred trusts on your part, because this is the work some in responsible positions pursue at Battle Creek. Walk humbly and softly before God. If God sees the least injustice done to one of his children, he will punish for these things. They have not done in dealing with some as they should. They have grasped greedily every dollar possible acquired by talents God has given, saying, "It is for the cause of God." This principle of dealing God abominates, for he is misrepresented, dishonored, and souls are imperiled, if not ruined, through their natural and cultivated grasping spirit to make a showing for themselves. They need new hearts and new characters before their plans and designs can be safely adopted. The Lord God is ruler of the world, ruler of his own subjects. God would have had the Pacific Press Publishing House stand free and clear and untrammeled by any power. God would have every one of his institutions rise above the frosty atmosphere in which the human agent will be left to himself. Inclined to live and breathe, he must live and breathe in the holy, pure, life-giving atmosphere of heaven, else sentiments and plans and resolutions will clog and impede our heavenly advance movements. I cannot write more, but a word to the wise is sufficient. Send me a copy of this letter. With much love to yourself and family, from Ellen G. White.